I think inevitably the existing operators were not best pleased, but that's understandable. Certainly, Red Funnel did their utmost to try and prevent the inauguration of a service between Cowes and Southampton, which paralleled their existing steamer service. Equally, when we wanted to start the service out of Portsmouth to Ryde, the British Rail Shipping Services themselves were not best pleased, because that in turn was paralleling the existing British Rail steamer service, though there had been also a separate and privately funded company operating SRN6s between Ryde and Southsea alongside Portsmouth. So the effect of that was rather interesting. These were the first intensive high-speed ferries to be in the United Kingdom. What showed very quickly was that the introduction of high-speed services created in very large measure its own traffic, and neither the Red Funnel service or the British Rail Shipping Services saw any decline in their traffic levels at all. Curiously, the introduction of high-speed services, I think, did much to encourage cross-Solent travel, so that, in truth, all the operators benefited. And indeed, it was interesting that subsequently, when the SRN4 became established on the Channel, a like pattern evolved.